Mrs. Lynch.
What, child?
Matthew's collapsed.
Loosen his collar.
Oh, run for the doctor, Alan.
Oh, Marilla, I don't think we can do anything for him.
Oh, Mrs. Lynde, you don't think... You can't think Matthew is...
Child, yes. I'm afraid of it. Look at his face. When you've seen that look as often as I have, you'll know what it means.
No, Matthew, no. Please wake up, Matthew. Please wake up.
Diana?
My father has spoken with the doctor, Anne. It was the sudden shock that killed him. He was reading in the newspaper about the Abbey Bank.
The Abbey Bank?
Haven't you heard? It failed yesterday.
Matthew and Marilla had all their savings in that bank.
That's what Father was saying. Anne, dear, would you like to have me stay with you tonight?
Thank you, Diana. I think you won't misunderstand me when I say that I want to be alone. I'm not afraid. I haven't been alone 1 minute since it happened, and I want to be. I want to be quite silent and quiet and try to realize it. I can't realize it.
I think I understand. You know where I am if you need me.
Marilla, are you still up?
Oh, it'll be many nights before I get myself to sleep.
I'm worried, Marilla. I can't cry. I loved him so much, yet I'm unable to cry. Even when I think of his smiling face last night, and I hear his voice saying, "My girl. My girl that I'm proud of."
Oh, there. Don't cry so, dearie. He'd always been such a good, kind brother to me, but God knows best.
Oh, Marilla, what will we do without him?
We've got each other, Anne. I don't know what I'd do if you weren't here. Anne, I know I've been kind of strict and harsh with you, but... You mustn't think I didn't love you as well as Matthew did. Oh,
you don't have to explain, Marilla.
No, I want to tell you now when I can. It's never been easy for me to say things out of my heart. I love you as dear as if you were my own flesh and blood. And you've been my joy and comfort ever since you came to Green Gables.
Know something, Miss Stacy? I think you have the best garden in Avonlea.
Don't let Rachel Lynde hear you say that, Anne.
Oh, I won't. Oh, I laughed. That's the first time I've really laughed since Matthew's funeral.
Your interest in life is returning, Anne. I'll bet Matthew is pleased as punch about that, looking down from heaven.
I hope he has roses like these in heaven. Oh, I must go now. Marilla is all alone, and she gets lonely at twilight. Miss Stacy sends her best regards, Marilla.
I'm glad you've started visiting the people you like best, Anne.
Did anyone come by while I was out?
Only Dr. Spencer. He says that the specialist will be in town tomorrow, and he insists I must go in and have my eyes examined.
Dr. Spencer is right.
What news of your friends, Anne? Is Josie Pye going to teach?
No, she's returning to Queens next year. Jane and Ruby are going to teach. Miss Stacy says they both got schools. Jane at Newbridge, and Ruby at some place up west.
Gilbert Blythe is going to teach too, isn't he?
Yes.
What a nice-looking young fellow he is. I saw him in church last Sunday. He looks a lot like his father did at the same age. John Blythe and I used to be real good friends. people called him my beau.
Oh, Maria. And what happened? Why didn't you...
We...